away. It was time to go to the temple and pray, when they met a lame man a begging on the street. Sirs, do you have some change to spare to show this beggar that you care about my situation and my plea? Look on us, those men did speak. Silver and gold won't solve your need, but such as we have, we'll gladly give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk in new life, and then being lifted up, he began to live.
Would someone jump up on your feet and bow that standard to read with me? God's faithful,
our God is faithful.
Throw your hands up in the air, wave them high with me, declare we're grateful. Oh Lord, we're thankful. Just go ahead and shout it out. I'm saved, I know there is no doubt. My sins have all been covered by the blood.
I'm not ashamed to speak his name. It's the power of God to be saved.
Come on and praise him with me.
God's been good.
Come on and praise him with me.
We've gathered here in the house of the Lord, in Jesus' name in one accord, believing he will join us in this place. Let's preach the word, sing spiritual songs, pray until we reach God's throne, testify how we've been saved by grace. Oh, but I'm not sure just why you're here. Still the truth remains and it's very clear. Our God is to be worshipped and be praised. So let's lift up holy hands. Let's praise the great I Am. For all his mighty works, let his name be praised.
Will someone jump up on your feet and buy that standard? Agree with me, God's faithful.
Our God is faithful. It's the power of God to be saved.
Come on and praise him with me.
God's been good.
Come on and praise him with me.
Come on and praise him with me.
Come on and praise him with me.
Well, I don't know what you came to do.
Come on and praise him with me.
Oh, praise the Lord, oh hallelujah.
Come on and praise him with me.
Come on, come on. It's the power of God to be saved.
Come on and praise him with me. Come on and praise him with me.
God's been good. God's been good. Come on and praise him with me.
Lore family, that's called Come On and Praise Him, our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one from the Skyline Boys. It's called Till God Turns This Thing Around. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Till God turns this thing around.
Gonna press on.
Till God turns this thing around. You know the devil is on my track, trying to hold me back.
I'm gonna keep on
till God turns this thing around.
I said I'm gonna pray on, yeah.
Till God turns this thing around.
I'm gonna run on.
Till God turns this thing around. You know the devil, he's on my track,
trying to hold me back. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
When the devil says you're sick, mm-hmm. and your body can't get well, mm-hmm. rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. Send him back to the pits of hell.
Oh yeah.
The devil's been on my track,
uh-huh.
trying to hold me back.
I'm gonna keep on, run on, pray on. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
I'm gonna keep on
till God turns this thing around.
Gonna press on
till God turns this thing around. You know the devil is on my track, trying to hold me back. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
Somebody needs a miracle, some need money too. God's got everything you need. He can do what you need him to do. Trust and believe him, never give in to doubt. Believe in God and you're set free, 'cause he's gonna work it out for you.
I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
Gonna press on
till God turns this thing around. You know the devil is on my track, trying to hold me back.
I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around. I'm gonna pray on, yeah,
till God turns this thing around.
I'm gonna run on
until God turns this thing around. You know the devil is on my track,
trying to hold me back.
I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
The devil is on my track,
oh yeah,
trying to hold me back.
I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around. I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
I'm gonna keep on till God turns this thing around.
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. Go you therefore and teach all nations, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, our prayer today is for the international students who are studying in this country. We know that some of them are going to be the future leaders back in their countries. Well, Lord, if they could just come to know Jesus as their personal Savior, the effects could be long-lasting and far-reaching. Lord, their experiences here could ultimately change their countries, and maybe even ours. Oh, Lord, we pray for them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Looking for a city built upon.
Yes, we're looking in a land,
looking for a city,
or
a
city,
or
to
dwell
and
God
never
die. Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, what does it mean when we share a high degree of DNA with another organism?
Chris, it's been said that we share about 92% of our DNA with a baboon. But does that make us 92% baboon? Are them 92% us? No, it doesn't. Another scientist has noted that we share about 50% of our DNA with a banana. But so what? You see, Chris, these numbers are misleading. It's the differences that matter. In order to turn a baboon into a person, you have to add a lot of new genetic information, genes that aren't there. And how do you do that? How do you take something that's 92% similar, harm it, and make it more similar? You can't do it. Face it, evolution can't happen. It just doesn't happen. We've never seen it happen. It doesn't happen. It certainly didn't happen back in Genesis.
To find out more about creation science, call us at 1-800-7-GENESIS or email us, genesis@icr.org.
Here's a song now from the Bradys, a song entitled Don't Lay Down Your Armor.
Accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. Then God will be glorified. Remember that Christ came as a servant to the Jews to show that God is true to the promises he made to their ancestors. And he came so the Gentiles might also give glory to God for his mercies to them. That is what the psalmist meant when he wrote, "I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing praises to your name." And in another place it is written, "Rejoice, O you Gentiles, along with his people, the Jews." And yet again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Praise him, all you people of the earth." And the prophet Isaiah said, "The heir to David's throne will come, and he will rule over the Gentiles. They will place their hopes on him." So I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in him. Romans chapter 15, verses 7 through 13, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of
when I was a little girl.
Here, come on. This will make you feel better.
Mm.
Open wide.
Yuck. Mom, that red medicine tastes awful.
Okay, how about if I add some sugar to make it taste better?
Hey, that's from Mary Poppins.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
Mom!
Medicine.
Stop!
And it really worked. A little sweetness helps the sour medicine go down. I remember my mom saying some people look like they had just taken some medicine. Their sour, frowning face didn't look very happy. She always quoted this verse from Proverbs chapter 17, I think it was. A cheerful heart does good, like medicine. Happiness comes and goes, but joy is from God. And that joy is the sugar that helps keep your heart cheerful and your face smiling, no matter how sour your circumstances.
A thought from Proverbs chapter 17 and the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Yes, I have seen some church people that looked like they were baptized in vinegar. Here's some gospel bluegrass music for you from the Primitive Quartet. A song entitled, "There Is a Record Book."
Down in right there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in that book of life kept by the Lord. For every deed I do, for every word I say, there is a record kept until the judgment day. My name will not be lost, misplaced or overlooked, for it's kept safely in God's record book. Yes, there's a record book. My name is written in. It was recorded there when I was born again. No one can blot it out. It's sealed forevermore. It's in that book of life kept by the Lord. Of life kept by the Lord.
It was a joke. I didn't really mean she's ugly. She's way too sensitive.
The problem is, your actions and your words will reveal your attitude. Proverbs 23:7 says that what you think in your heart, you are. This is Elizabeth George for A Woman After God's Own Heart. Train yourself to think loving, positive thoughts when it comes to other people. Critical thoughts not only go against God's word, but they create actions that are critical and harmful. Proverbs 31 describes a woman who opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Our servant assignment from God is to give honor and preference to one another, to regard others as more important than ourselves. That's the mind and manner of Christ in you. Encourage someone today with God's love. This is Elizabeth George.
Okay, here's a song now from Candy Hemp Hill Christmas. It's called Can You See the Clock?
Can
Clock tells me we have just about run out of time for Gospel Time. Here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.